This morning, we're joined by Powell County High School Class of 2020 senior, Miss Heaven Winkle. How are you, Heaven?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing better than I deserve. So, of course, you had to get up extra early this morning. I'm sorry about that.
It's totally good.
So, let's go ahead and jump right in. So this is different, isn't it? I mean, COVID-19 pandemic, your senior year, school closures, healthy at home, I'm sure even affecting where you're working. What's going on with you? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, you know, it started with the flu, you know, starting around. So that's when we started off, and I never expected that I would never again show up at the high school again. But I've been pulled from work because of my immune system. But my work has changed and everything has changed. Online schooling is really difficult, but I'm slowly trying to figure that out. But yeah, the senior year it's crazy, and it's been both disappointing but also kind of fun.
So you're talking about your online coursework, of course. Powell County High School, they have had to transition so quickly to an online type of basis with all of the teachers at different levels of their capability online. I know you are probably in advanced placement classes. Is that right, that you're getting college credit for?
Yes, I'm taking 4 college courses.
How is that affecting your college courses, this type of circumstance?
Well, it's caused me to have to, learn differently. Like, now I have to focus more on helping myself, because I know that if I'm at school, I can, of course, ask my professors pretty easily, and I can ask my teachers. I can be like, hey, I don't understand this question. Could you please explain it to me? But it's difficult now. I have to, email them or jump into a Zoom call, which is really scary, but it's becoming really difficult.
Why in particular is the Zoom call particularly scary, I gotta ask?
Because Zoom calls are scary. Just in general, Google Classroom calls are scary.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Anyway, so what other school activities were you involved in, and I guess were you thinking about wrapping up before you headed off to college?
Okay, so I'm in the Powell County High School marching band, and I've been doing that for over 5 years. And this year, we were about to perform in Disney World, but unfortunately, all of that was canceled pretty quickly, and we actually had to stay home and cancel our entire trip, and I was really looking forward to that as a graduating senior, but I've adjusted to it now, and I'm still going to miss it. I still miss performing. I miss having those moments with my fellow classmates, and that part has been really, really hard, adjusting from the performing aspect into not being able to do any of that.
I can imagine. Now, for those that don't know, what did you do in the high school marching band? What instrument did you play? What position?
So I started out as a flute, and then I transitioned into a piccolo, but sophomore year, I was granted the title of drum major, and I have been doing that ever since. So I basically, in a short wrap-up, I help direct and I help mentor the students, and we work together as a team, and we create these really wonderful shows, and we perform them, and it's crazy. It's amazing. It's such an amazing journey that I've been able to be a part of these past 5 years.
So for those that don't know marching band, basically you're a super-duper, much more talented team captain. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary.
All right, so let's ask the more traditional questions. Who was your favorite teacher at the Powell County High School as you're wrapping up your senior year?
It was definitely my boy Michael Estep. I love him. He was the best teacher. He's always been there for me and super super understanding when it came to what I needed and what would be best for me.
All right, and what are your future plans?
I'm going to be attending Murray State University and studying biology pre-medicine into the hopes of becoming a future pediatric gastroenterologist.
Sweet. That's very specific, and that's really cool that before you go to college, you already have that focused of a goal in mind. A lot of folks don't anymore when they go to college. So where do you see yourself then in 10 years? Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be living? What are your perfect plans 10 years from now?
Probably either going to be in residency or fellowship maybe at UK because I really like that. But who knows where it'll take me in 10 years. But I'll probably still be trying to get my job.
Fair enough. All right. So shout outs. Who do you want to give a shout out to here on the radio?
I'm just going to shout out my parents for being super understanding during this time and understanding where I'm coming from. Both mental health-wise and from the education standpoint, and I'm super grateful for them, and I love them so much.
All right, so advising your fellow seniors, your young bandmates that are coming up through band, maybe those juniors that are going to be seniors next year, what is your advice for them?
Don't take any day for granted, because I know that I certainly did. And when it came down to it, I was really excited to leave that last day, but it ended up being my last, and it was kind of heartbreaking, but don't take anything for granted. We never know what could be right around the corner.
Especially with COVID-19 ending the year early. I mean, yeah, you absolutely don't know. So kind of as we wrap up here, spending a lot of time at home, it sounds like. What is your binge TV show that you're spending time with?
Well, you know, I just finished Gossip Girl. It was a great TV show. And now I'm just doing another rerun of NCIS because there are like 16 seasons, and really that's taking up a lot of time.
Understood. So are you doing any reading?
I've been reading a book called See Me by Nicholas Sparks. I'm a sucker for those kind of things, so I'm currently in the middle of that.
Gotcha. All right, anything else that you'd like to say to the radio audience before I turn you loose and let you go back to bed, hopefully?
No, I'm pretty good, but thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on air. And for those listening out there, this has been Powell County High School Class of 2020 senior and drum major, Heaven Winkle. Thank you, Heaven.